Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Byron Brown. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Sutherland. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Uecker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Short. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Uecker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Groat misplays the ball. That's an error on Groat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Locke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to third. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Taylor fields the ball and throws to short covering. Safe. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Holtzman bunts towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Callison hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Uecker hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Taylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Short hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Grote batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. 2 outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Brown reaches second base with a double. Hundley moves to third. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Callison chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Grote. Grote fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Grote. Hundley scores. Brown scores. Phillips moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 0 in the game. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Locke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Locke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball towards center. Phillips settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Phillips. Callison moves to third. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uecker is 0 for 1 in the game. Uecker strikes out. 1 out. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Short is 0 for 1 in the game. Short hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callison scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Short moves to third. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to home to get short. Taylor moves to third. Grote moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen is walked intentionally. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Locke is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Grote scores. Allen moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's Cubs, 3, Phillies, 3. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to third. Locke moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison strikes out. 1 out. Bob Uecker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Uecker is 0 for 2 in the game. Uecker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Short is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Short hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Bill Hand's now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grote strikes out. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Allen reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 4-3, Phillies. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Locke is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Locke is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rojas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Byron Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hans strikes out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sutherland. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Dick Hall now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Taylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. John Briggs pinch hits for Gary Sutherland. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Callison is 0 for 3 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Gonzalez pinch hits for Bob Uecker. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to second. 2 outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Dick Hall. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. John Briggs now playing left field. Clay Dalrymple now catching. Rick Wise now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Banks bunts towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hundley is walked intentionally. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Brown reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Santos scores. Hundley moves to third. It's 7-4, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Phillips is walked intentionally. Bill Hance is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hance is 0-for-1 in the game. Hance hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen juggles the ball. That's an error on Allen. Hundley scores. Brown moves to third. Phillips moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There go the runners. The throw from Dalrymple to Allen. The throw back to home, and Brown is out at the plate. Phillips moves to third. Hans moves to second. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Taylor is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Allen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Philadelphia Phillies, 4. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.